middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shem Ches, in the Halachas of Mukta, so we're middle discussing the heter of Grav Shalrei. Says Machabesiv Lamed Vav, in the bottom of page 218. Ein Eisin Grav Shalrei Liketchila. One is not allowed to initially make a situation of
Sif Lamates, Asl Tal to Behem Chayv Leif. It's forbidden to move an animal, a wild animal, bird. Even so, you still allowed to turn over the basket in front of the chicks, that they could go up and down through the basket. But when they're on the basket, then you're not allowed to move the basket. Says Mishbu Sipkat and Kuf Mebav. You're not allowed to move Behemachai Ba'if. Behemachal Mukta, because they're considered like something that's Mukta. It's upon them like stone and wood, because they have no utility on Shabbos. Even you could come to a loss through them. For example, the birds are starting to, they're flying all over the vessel of Yechal and they can break them. Even so, Asal Talsim Bidayim, now grab them with your hands. Even if it's already like an animal that's always been in the house, there's no concern about trapping, even so, let them to take with your hands, also mishum mukta, forbidden because of mukta. Rather, you should blow them from off him, because the prohibition of moving mukta, is even in a situation of loss. However, but you're allowed to turn over the vessel in front of the chicks. There's no concern about nullifying a vessel from its preparedness. I'll use as much olive for the time that the chicks are on it. Anytime you could just wash them away, and if it's not really being mavata klimachonim. However, when they're on it, then also then forbidden to move the vessel. Now, if the animals were on the vessel by twilight, then also then it's forbidden even if they came down, because the make this considered, since it was set aside, it was forbidden out of sight and out of mind by twilight, it's considered muksa for the entire day. Sif mem, every animal, wild animal and bird, medadim ois machatza, you could help them move in the court. That is what's medad. You hold on to the neck and on the sides, and you help them move. If the living creature needs it. As long as you don't lift them up. But in a way, she awkward like lemon art said, you can be lifting their feet off from the ground. Because they're mukta him. Like we said, they're mukta basal talim. Now let them move them. Chutzim talim, the girl is except for a chicken. She medad noisin, you can't even do this medada. To like help it move by holding its neck and its side. And the shemag basas mem nuts, because it lifts itself up from the earth. Nimtzis a metal, it comes out that you're going to actually be carrying it because it's going to be off the ground. Abadoichim ha'isa, as you can see in the base, macharebi dam, you could push it from behind with your hands. Kedeshetekon, instead it goes into where you need it to go into. Sif, cotton, kof memtas. Machabas said, kobehem achai ba'if, any creature that's been gedolim and gitam, whether they're big or whether they're small, as the Shaar Tzion Eish Kof Chof says, even though the round holds, that the gedolim large ones, that you're allowed to be medadded, even Rosh Hashanah Rabban, the Beis already writes that from the fact that Amon Tur were Saisim, sounds like they don't hold like this, and therefore, we're also Saisim over here to be stringent, that's the sound of the Prima God. Sif, cotton, kof nun. You can not do them bechatzer in the courtyard, but as we just said in the previous shatzim, but not in the public domain, because the gazim make a decree, you might lift them up. Which seemingly the Ram didn't held that in the gedolim, large ones, and I don't have that concern. No, we are concerned. You might lift them up. You can carry them for amos. Because the god behemo, because by an animal, we don't say that the living creature carries itself, which thus makes it not a derisive of a carrying. Which we do say by a human being. Look at the Torah that he holds the Bekarmelis, even the rabbinically forbidden area, even there it's forbidden to push the animal, like in the public domain. Rules, not like the Bishas that's inclined to be lean regarding this, however it seems. It's about Golem Gedolim, by large calves, Mutal Dads, Bekarmelis, then you let do this medadded by pushing the neck and the sides in the Karmelis. What he says. So you lada be medadim in the chatzir, im tzrich mechulu, if the living creature needs this, or mishum tzar belchaim, and because of the pain of the living creature, because them lekin, if you don't have tzar belchaim, as lasken they now do this, because the chamidi lechazal tilt, anything is not fit for moving, kishem shem etatlan kula, just now let move the whole thing, im etatlan kach im etatlan mitzase, so you don't move even part of it, kamech kasev simajun yanav sebzayin kabe mes by that person, shleiros mena ibe, you shouldn't even move a limb, sevkot nukovnun beis. As long as you don't lift it up, because they're mukta. Except for a chicken, you can't not even medad it because it lifts itself up from the ground, comes at you moving it. But you could push the chicken from behind. A filim ain't al tzarka, even if it's not for the chicken's need to feed it, it's for the owner's benefit, so that it doesn't come to a loss of money. For example, let's say it ran out of the house towards the outside, still it's permitted. If the Sharatin of Kaf Chafal brings that even if it runs to Rosh Hashanah, it's also permitted to push it. And he says, look later on, Simchim Tazayin Sipid Beis in the Mishabura and the Bialacha regarding closing the door after it came into the house. Because the Mishabura says, what then same thing is, im Barcham and Abetim, if it ran away from its eggs, that you're allowed to do this pushing from behind. Amulei has a moment without any loss of money. I feel like in the nachin. And even just this pushing is not appropriate. Kibin Shein Letzarkok, and since not for the need of the chickens, is the Bach and the El Yerabah. Bialacha. In the Ramaschal, in Oisin Gurov, in Allah initially make a graf shalrei. He says, look at the Begrav that he holds, that the pin of the Shulchan Aruch is that even in the situation of loss, you now do this liketchila, and it's not permitted only regarding what he brings in the next sif, which he brings himself to the graf. But you cannot make the graf, you could bring yourself to the graf. And the reason why you would do this is so that you could ultimately take it out when it gets disgusting. So it says, look at Mishabur and Sivkot and Kuflam and Tes, which is from the Mogen Avram. And it says this that I wrote, that something that for sure is going to be afterwards repulsive. That seems obvious, that if it's a Safik that's going to be disgusting, then it's not forbidden, even according to Mogen Avram, and for sure, according to the Taz, not like the way it's written in Sefer Lebush Yisrael. The Mesel Agav Afar Abai is that if you put the earth not in the corner, then it's considered as part of the ground. It's nullified to that. So look at Mishabur Sivkot and Kuf Memdal, what I wrote, that even, etc., and that's obvious from Rashi and Shabbos Avnun, like I wrote in the Sharatzin. So I saw in the Chedush of Gidege that he brings the name of the Nazir Shimshon that writes that if there's a tiled floor or boards, a wood floor, then it's permitted. So he says, according to my humble understanding, you have to look into this a lot. Because first of all, Rashi writes that it's bottled to the Karkois Abayis, since it was given for stepping on with one's feet, and it's muktim. That's the case. Even if the floor is covered with tiles or boards, it's still included in part of the floor of the house, and it should be bottled to it. And it's included muktim, because since he set it aside from his thought process, and that's obvious a little bit from later on, Simon Tuf Tzadik Chesav Yizayin, that writes that because since he didn't spread it out, it's obvious that he needs it for his own needs. Sounds like, but if he did spread it out, then it's forbidden in the whole situation, even according to the Torah, that writes, Agav Afar Habayis. Maybe what he means to say that his intention is like we wrote according to Rash. Moreover, it appears to me, says the Bialacha, that even if we're going to hold like Nazir Shimshon, it's also not permitted only when you bring the earth and the sand, like a tchila, to some utility, and then you scatter in your house for people to step. And then we say that since it's not bottled to the karka, because by default it's included in the original heter. But if you brought in like a tchila only to scatter in the house for people to step on, then he scattered, for sure it's going to be forbidden to lift it on Shabbos and to move it, since he didn't designate a place from before Shabbos in the corner that what's going to remove from it the name of muktzah that you have on regular stam off of a chil. And so that's obvious over there on Davnun and the Gemara that Stam of Ochel has the same muktzah on it as long as he did not designate it as a tashmish. So Shulchan Aruch that has to say Batel Agav Afar Abayis that nullified through the earth of the house and didn't make it forbidden because you just didn't designate it, is also talking about, like I wrote in Mishabura, that even if at the time that he brought it in it was for what certain utility, if that's the case, it has designation, that even though it'd be us because it's Batel and it's like he was Maxis Midaita that he set aside that he's not going to be using it. Some of the deer shoes. Dishon number 143, to invite a non-Jew to drink with him wine in a way that's going to remain in his cup crumbs of bread that got soaked in the wine, and then it's forbidden, it became forbidden what he's drinking, and because it's disgusting, he's going to want to empty out the cup. Sharatin writes later on Simchon Chofei that's permitted to invite him because the crumbs are bottled to the kais, and that does not turn the kais into a basis in the base. On the other hand, Chaznish writes that it's not so clear that the crumbs are bottled to the cup, and that the halacha, the kais, would be like a basis. However, it's permitted to invite him because the inviting is not considered as this halacha of initially making a graf shel rei. Dish number 144, even if his intention is that the graf shall remain in its place and he's not going to move it after that, Mishmuritz and Shinlam Ches is still forbidden with this halacha. And the Bialacha explains over there because if someone puts an object with the intention that it should be forbidden afterwards to move it, that itself is included in Mevatel Kli Mechanei, which you're doing by making muktzah. However, to put in front of him shells when he's eating with the intention of throwing it afterwards, Shidim Kabetz Mesech B'Bei writes, it's mutlik etchilin. And Ritz Kabetz adds on, you can permit this based on what's brought in the Chedusha Rashbo, but that the waste matter that you couldn't remove before Shabbos, then you don't say the issue of making a graf shalrei like etchilin. And even according to the Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos and Shulchan Aruch Rab, that you should throw the peels behind you and not to leave it there in front in a way that's going to become a graf shereid so that you could remove it. But Yash Shavuot, in our times, it's permitted to put it on the table in front of him and to remove it afterwards, because that's the norm by us. And even if you're going to throw it behind you on the ground, it's still going to be disgusting, and you're going to have to clear it out from there anyway. There's number 146, which Mishmur had referenced elsewhere, where he writes that the prohibition of making a guma, a pit, applies even in earth that was already detached and already dug in. Oh, so we said this already. There's from number 147. Even birds that are there for beauty and for playing with, the Rush writes that they're muktzah because you can't utilize living creatures, and the Chum did not differentiate between living creatures. Now, an aquarium with fish, Shubas Igris Meisha writes that it's muktzah and it's forbidden to move it. Another Niktzah Shachan writes that even though it's forbidden to move fish independently, however, it's permitted to move them with the aquarium since it's something made for beauty. That's the opinion of Shlomo Zalman. It's logical that the Rush was not stringent regarding this, since the aquarium, together with all the fish, is designated for beauty and it's made to move from place to place, his fishbowl, and specifically when the norm is to move it and to move from place to place. Now, a dog, a seeing dog that's meant for blind people, Rav Shlomo Zalman holds, it's not muktzah, because since it's meant for the utility of moving, of going, look at Shubhazik's measure that he writes it permitted for a blind person to go to shul with his dog on Shabbos and Yom Tov, look at Tehillat David and Simit Shin Hei. Now, to take off lice, some type of bug from a person's body and from his garments, Burton Shulchan Aruch and Simit Shin Tezayin is permitted. And the reason for this is because it's not forbidden because of muktzah, Prima Gadim writes in Tehillat David, because since the louse are disgusting, and it's considered like Graf Shel Rei. Now, to take out a fly from a person's food, the Chaznish writes is permitted, because that action is not considered as moving muktzah, rather it's like just fixing his food. Dish number 149, to shake the basket, the chicks off the basket, the Chaznish writes, it would seem that's forbidden, because if it would be permitted to do this, then it wouldn't be considered as this as the basket is muktzah at all, even when the birds were on it, all ben hashmashas, he has on, that if he had a mind to shake off the birds during the interim of Shabbos, then you would be permitted to shake it off according to Tais and Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph, because according to them, an object does not become a basis if he had a mind to shake it off the muktzah during Shabbos. Look later on, submission test, subkund chapat, in the situation of loss, one actually could be lenient, like this opinion. Dish number 150, Chaznish writes that even small calves are considered like large regarding this halacha of pushing them in the caramelists, and he adds on that it's possible to be lenient regarding this even in Shasrabim, since it's this thing is on Esm Jabban. Dish number 151. In Simon Shin Hei, the Mishnah writes in Nimin El Yabba that in situated Bissar Balechayim, that are those who permit even literally moving the animal, Tiltul Gomer. Now, small fish, that if you don't take them out of the aquarium, the large fish are going to eat them. Shlomo Zalman holds that you cannot take them out, and you cannot permit it because it's Tzabal Chaim, because a person not doing any action to pain them. And that's just the norm of fish, that the large ones eat the small one. Shubhas Har Tzvi writes to Pesach Frank that this is not considered Tzabal Chaim, because this was not said on regarding their killing, it was just on what's paining them when they're still alive. And to tell a non-Jew to take them out, Shubhas Har Tzvi is not sure if that's permitted, because maybe it's considered as a loss, which would be permitted as Shuvas Teshuvas, but later on, Simit Shin Tezen Sivkot Lama Gimel. Regarding moving a living creature with your force, Shlomo Zalman is not sure, maybe it's considered as moving the whole thing, and it would be forbidden even Mokim Tzar B'Lechayim. Dish number 152, to move the hair of a living creature. For example, let's say to wipe his hands on the tail of a horse, but Allah writes in Shimon Beis that according to Taizer Shabbos, it's forbidden to do this because you're moving some of the living creature. Look over there, there's Mefak in his primary words. Look later on in Simon Shin Yadav, Sibkun Chaval, regarding moving a dead person when you're washing him. To move a dial, Shubhas Har Tzvi is inclined, it's not considered tiltul muktzah because you're not really moving it from place to place. And that's how it's brought in Sefer Peskei Tshuva, named Shubhas Levi Huda, that by pressing on a button, an electric button, a switch, when the electric is off, there's no prohibition of tiltul muktzah because you're not really moving the switch from its place, you're just moving it around on its pivot. On the other hand, according to Shlomo Zalman, it would be forbidden to press the switch, and there's a problem with tiltul muktzah, that's what he writes in Shubhas Mechaz Yitzchak, and we discussed in Sifkon Pe'alf. Addition number 153, Chaznish explains regarding what the Shard Tzin says, that even if it ran to Rosh Hashanah, the chick would also be permitted to push it, that is, it's permitted to push it in a way that it goes by itself. But if he's pushing in the way that it's going from his koyach, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, that would be considered as Hitzah, as carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, which would be problematic. Addition number 154, sand that's on the edge of the sea, Shabbat holds that even though it's designated for the utility of the people who swim over there, it's still considered a muktzah because it's forbidden to swim in the sea, in the ocean on Shabbos. Now, a sandbox that's designated for children to play with, Shabbat Shabbat writes that the sand over there is not muktzah. Another one, the Skirelitz holds that even this sand is considered a muktzah because it's common that they play in ways that are forbidden on Shabbos, and therefore, the playing is not considered as a permitted utility of Shabbos to make it as non-muktzah.